Welcome back to the Tap Room Exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. Sitting across from me is Dave Lengle from Railroad Brewing Company. We are finishing out our feature for Railroad Brewing Company for this month. And with our final beer, we are talking about the 13th Warrior. It's a Hefeweizen that you guys brew. Tell the people about this beer.
Well, the 13th Warrior is obviously doesn't really reach our name. It's not named after a train. It's not named after Lorain County theme. It's really named after a fallen soldier. We opened up basically about a month and had a family reach out to us. And unfortunately, it was under the worst circumstances ever in life. And a young soldier had passed, Drew Ferguson, local Avon Lake graduate, and deployed for three terms, and he was quite a soldier. He was a Green Beret, Special Forces. We didn't know what we were getting into. Mm-hmm. We were fortunately referred to from our friends at Sibling about an event someone was looking for, and we said, we'll always listen. We have a lot of property here. We have a big barn, and we have a great community, so we didn't know what we were getting into, and when we found out what it was about and being a fallen soldier, we knew that fit exactly what our company is about, what Railroad Brewing does, and that's no ifs, ands, or buts. We're going to help our community grieve and move forward and help our neighbors. So the 13th Warrior was not named at the point until we were listening to the speech as family members spoke, and myself, Tom Wagner, Tom Culler, and Jerome Moore were sitting there. We had our Hefeweizen sitting in the bright tank with no name, and we had a lot of funny, corny names going. Mm-hmm. But then we realized, this was meant to be, and it wasn't going to be a conversation for us to name it there. We were just we didn't know that we were going to find the name in the heart of Lorain County. Mm-hmm. And we did. So the 13th Warrior was named after Drew Ferguson from Avon Lake, and he was an ROTC candidate, went to Ohio University, wasn't much acclaimed, you see me, we're on radio here or podcast, he wasn't much bigger than myself, but he had a huge heart and was commendable. And went through the ROTC program saying he wouldn't amount to anything. And he ended up being the 13th ranked candidate through ROTC in the nation.
Wow.
Not OU, not anywhere else. The nation.
The nation.
So
that's amazing.
That's a hometown hero.
Absolutely.
And we're blessed to be put in that situation to answer the call. Because I'm not a military vet, and I'm very thankful. So are my teammates. Mm-hmm. We're very, very thankful to our military, our special forces, our first responders, everyone that does something that's so much bigger than us. And we just looked at each other, and that's the name, 13th Warrior. Hefeweizen is now the 13th Warrior, and we're very proud of it. We brew it all year round. Proceeds are going to go towards his causes, his art funds, and really bringing soldiers back home to, doesn't have to be Lorain County, but, right now.
To the United States. Yeah. Bring them home.
Bring them home. Take care of them.
That's the big thing. And it's amazing, and it's so honorable, and everything that goes along with it. I can't speak highly enough for what you guys do. For this, you don't see this from many places, and to really give back the way you have been, it's amazing to see.
It's it's emotional.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's I didn't know Drew, but I feel like I know him. Talking with his brother, his dad, his dad will stop in every once in a while, say hi to us. We threw one heck of a party, man. in the community, Avon Lake helped with parking. Avon helped with policing. We really just came together as a whole. And that's 10 days, 20 days after we opened, and we realized the power we have with the platform we have here of bringing people together. It has nothing to do with us four. Right. It has everything to do with our neighbors. I mean, we can't say it enough. You know, if you need something, you got to ask for help. If you need to talk to us, if you need to, you know, need a event area to host something that might be outside the box, we're here to listen, because there's so many things that are different these days that we just want to help. And listen, you want to make beer, you want to make money, you want to do this and that. It has to go somewhere, right? Absolutely. It has to go forward. It has to help. It has to bond. And the best way to really represent Lorain County is to pay it forward and say, hey, come to our place. The beer, it's here. But at least you know you got four guys that are listening, care, and want to help. And that's always our goal.
And I think that's the most reflective thing that you guys do, I feel, for Lorain County and Ohio overall is that atmosphere, is to be able to say, hey, we're here for you.
Yeah.
You know, come to us and, you know, we'll help you out. Yeah. That's what Ohio above all else, people in Ohio really come together and help each other out when we're struggling.
Yeah. It's a Midwest thing. We traveled around the country researching a lot of breweries. You know, you can go anywhere you want and you're going to see or taste beer and see brew houses that are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel a good vibe for someone, it's connective. You really want to take that on. And so you sit down and you talk to them. And we ask those questions, why and how, and the hard ones. You know, we're not here to pay 90 investors. We're here to own our little brewery in Lorain County and make it whatever we can to be as big for our neighbors as anyone else. You know, we want to create jobs. We want to one day say, hey man, we hired a vet that, man, this guy's kicking ass.
Yeah.
Look at him, because that's what they do.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know? I'm getting old. You see me, I'm getting a little fat over here.
I am too.
I can't lift these things I used to do, but sometimes you get a little more motivation and you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
and
you get
a little different temper in terms of what needs to be thought about. It's inviting. It's,
yeah.
It's opens your eyes, because not everything can be taught through book. Not everything can be read through the internet.
Absolutely.
You got to see it by someone and believe it. And that's kind of what we do.
And I think, you know, you touched upon it a little bit. A lot of these vets come home and there's not many jobs here necessarily for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the craft beer industry is a great door to kind of say, hey, like, we'll gladly help you out. Like, let us know what you need.
What
you
skills know, please, do you have
yeah.
already? We know you have these certain skills.
Right.
And hey, nothing beats someone showing up on time.
Right. Absolutely.
Ready to work.
Absolutely.
And you can't beat that. But I can tell you, listen.
And it's hard. That's hard to find these days.
Oh, you aren't kidding. I'm a guy who's been in between jobs. I've been searching, and everything's about a recruiter, you know, best resume. Well, whatever happened to sitting down, talking, listening, and giving someone a chance?
Right.
And it's just not in the budget for all these companies anymore.
Yeah.
They hire someone else to do it. That someone doesn't care. They get a commission.
Right.
You know what I care about? I care about that person enjoying their job, because if they enjoy it, that means they're going to do an amazing job for
Absolutely.
Us. And that's how our team thinks. I mean, my business partner, Tom, hires a lot of people through his other business that, you know, he literally just sits down and says, can you work? Will you work? And if you show up, I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's a trickle-down effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the idea of Railroad Brewing Company. Can we give back? Can we open the door for someone to... Worst case scenario, part-time.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, we grow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you guys have been doing a great job of that, opening the door and welcoming people and saying, hey, we're here for you. I think that is one of the bigger things that, outside of your beer, that really drew me to you guys, was the community-based feelings and motivations there are around this company.
Yeah, we're.
I thank you for that. As someone from Lorain County who's grown up here, and like I said in our previous interviews, like not just Avon, but Lorain County in general has just grown in areas that you just astronomically you just couldn't believe.
Correct, correct. And then it's one beer at a time. I mean, yeah. it really is. Lorain, we're going to make a comeback in Lorain. Mm-hmm. Elyria, going to make a comeback in Elyria. But we can only start with baby steps. And, you know, it's just a weird thing to talk about because you just want to do so much with so little time.
Right.
I caddied growing up.
I did too.
Yeah. And I learned more business on the golf course at Elyria Country Club.
That's where I caddied too.
Hey, how about that, huh? Yeah. Double bagging.
That was it. I remember that. That was always those were the hard days.
Down in my growth. That's why I'm 5 foot nine-ish. But, you know, I the Campanas to the Hudnuts to the Lorain County staples around here that really set down the foundation to stay here and create something bigger than yourself. You know, you get drawn back to it when you go away.
Right.
And you realize how pure it was. Mm-hmm. Because their country club membership was earned.
Yes.
It was not given.
Right.
And they got to golf and they got to teach that lesson to a 13-year-old, 4'10" double bagging guy that yelled at his boss. Sorry, Jeff Bailey. I still respect you to this day. I know I saw you a couple months ago, but hey, listen, 4'10", I can carry two bags. I wanted the big money.
Yeah. That's where the money was, man.
Yeah. You can't single bag it. I wasn't there for $13. I was there for $24.
Right. Exactly.
But no, those days out there on the course, you know, I was blessed to caddy for a certain chef many, many dozen times. That's now kind of a big deal. And I learned so many lessons through, you know, Michael Simon, just listening to him just release. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't talking business.
Right.
He's talking life. He's like, oh, man, my wife's restaurant, we're so proud of it.
Right.
And I just thought, man, if I ever get married, I hope I brag like this. My wife is proud. You know, and it's family-based. And that's kind of how our whole team is. We're one big family, and we, like we said, we argue, we fight, nothing too cutthroat, but
families are, though.
We've been here and we know this and we understand business, and our idea is we need to make it bigger than us. Mm-hmm. We need to keep continually pushing forward, pay back as much as we can, let the beer do the talking,
right,
and the rest will take care of itself. Friendliness, cleanliness, atmosphere, and support those around us. Give people opportunities. And worst case scenario, have fun doing it. We make beer for a living.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly get to say my job is to sell beer. Jerome gets to say his job is to make beer. Tom gets to say I crunch the numbers for beer. And Color gets to make tables and do all the odds and number crunching and bookkeeping and then tell me that I forgot to bill something. That's all right. It's no big deal. But we have a lot of fun making fun of each other. And that's what podcasts and this type of entertainment's about, is we want you to know us as your neighbor, not, I mean, I have a free R-Mark shirt on. Like, we're not fancy.
And that's what I like. I think that's, it's more relatable that way. You know what I mean? Is, if this place was like encrusted in diamonds and all this, no one would feel the same about the atmosphere in here.
Location, location, location. And one of my teachers in high school, he once said, I'd rather own all the gravel in the world than own all the gold. Yeah. And, you know, everyone's like, why? He goes, just wait till you realize what that's about.
Right.
And then you get a little older. So
you realize,
just if you're younger listening to this, you'll realize.
Yeah, those are great words, man. Those are great words. Anything else you'd like to get out about Railroad before we go? I think we hit most of everything that I wanted to hit.
I would like to just express, these interviews are always very hard. They're very one person oriented, and our team is much bigger than who you're listening to. Our team is four guys that put their livelihood on the line with employees behind them that believe in us. Mm-hmm. And We hope that our community continues to support us. We hope that you can come in these doors and ask us questions if we can help. We want to be, Railroad Brewing is here to be your brewery, and that's our goal. And anything outside of that, well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Dave, I appreciate your time. Railroad Brewing Company, 1010 Center Road here in Avon. Please come down and check out the breweries. The brewery, they're the wonderful tables that are here. I love these tables. I can't talk enough about those. The beer is phenomenal. The atmosphere is amazing down here. Please come down and check it out. Dave, thank you again.
Hey, thank you guys, and everyone have a good one, all right?